This is Dr. Singh dictating from the Orchards of Southgate patient. First name is Andrea, A-N-D-R-E-A. Last name is Thompson, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N. Date of birth is 1/3/1972. Date of evaluation is 9/9/2022. HBI history page, psychiatric follow-up for management of patient's history of depression, comma, bipolar disorder, and assess efficacy of current medications. History of present illness. This is a 50-year-old female who was last seen by me on August 26, 2022. Patient has multiple medical problems, including history of hemiplegia and hemiparesis following cerebral infarction. Patient did not recall seeing me. She reports feeling depressed, and staff reports that she stays in bed and is poorly motivated to participate in therapy. Period. Apparently, therapy staff comes to her room, but she does not appear to be very engaged in participation. Period. She's remained somewhat of a poor historian. She knew that she came here in August of last year, and reports a history of mini strokes. He has a history of going to community network services for psychiatric follow-up. She acknowledged that she has been taking Zyprexa, Risperdal, and amitriptyline for a long time. She did talk about past history of being on Vraylar, but was not sure why Vraylar was discontinued. Period. I spoke to patient's daughter, Akia, A-K-E-E-Y-A, on phone. Daughter was concerned about patients' current medications, but acknowledged that these are the medications she took prior to coming here. She also expressed some frustration over patient not getting physical therapy and not getting much exercises. Her daughter was encouraged to speak to medical staff, comma, physical therapy staff. Next paragraph, patient denied any persecutory delusions or hallucinations. Overall appeared to be somewhat sedated and not able to provide a coherent history. A review of system, no change in body system except as reported above. Please bring forward psychiatric history, social history, history and average current medication forward from last visit on August 26, 2022. Mental status examination, general appropriately groomed, demeanor, cooperative, motor movements, weakness, gait, lying in bed, speech, clear, mood, dysphoric, thought processes, period of confusion, association, normal thought content, no suicidal homicidal thoughts, reported perceptual disturbances, no reports of any frank hallucinations. level of consciousness alert, oriented to self. And place a memory, recent mildly impaired attention, concentration, poor fund of knowledge, limited judgment and insight, limited assessment plan, bipolar disorder, current episode, depressed, moderate, F31.32. Plans continue. Risperdal and olanzapine as prescribed. However, I would recommend a decrease in olanzapine to 5 mg once a day in an attempt to minimize using two antipsychotic medications. Number two, major depressive disorder, recurrent moderate F33.1. Plans continue amitriptyline. Which she has taken for a long time. You may consider switching to SSRI if depressive symptoms are persistent. Disposition. Staff needs to encourage patient to participate in activities, therapy, period, continue to monitor mood and notify our service when any worsening of depression or mood disturbance. Period will follow with you. Procedure code 99309 under supplemental administrative common side effects of tricyclic antidepressants, antipsychotics. Risk benefit statements based on findings of my assessment above state called benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the risk as reported above. End of dictation.